Is this bitch on, Dave?
Yeah, it's on.
What's episode 119, dude?
Yeah, we're back in the Lilac City.
It's nice to be home, but I kind of miss Wisconsin.
Yeah, we just got back from an extended stay in the state of Wisconsin.
They got good beer, good food.
Yep, strong coffee.
And I'd say a decent outlook on their role in the universe.
Okay.
Not everybody, but overall.
Right, well, we're doing today's show from a bar in Spokane called Herb's.
It's a tavern, Dave. It's Herb's Tavern.
Right, and we didn't go to our normal place like the Viking or the Cruisers.
I have to check this Herb motherfucker the fuck out, Dave.
Right, well, there's kind of a story here.
Yeah, well, people can mind their fucking business.
Well, we're doing a podcast, and you chose to come here for a reason.
Yeah, I want to see how Herb's fucking steak bites stack up, Dave.
Right, do I need to tell him what this is all about?
Blow me, Dave, I'll do it.
Whatever, fucking...
This establishment at one point in time was owned by my father. It was Abe's Tavern.
I remember growing up, he owned this place.
This building has kind of a history of catering to the fuckheads of the Spokane area.
I guess we're in the right place then.
Well, before school, I used to eat olives right there.
Okay.
I'd sit there and eat all the martini olives because fuck my dad and his dreams of owning a successful business.
Okay.
It was right before Jose Canseco shattered our family and then shit on
whatever.
It.
Whatever. Anyway, so today's episode is going to be kind of bar related.
Tavern Dave. It's a fucking Tavern Dave.
Right. Well, Angus is in rare form.
I'm just saying, fuck that Jose Canseco, Dave.
Well, we're going to try and absorb all the things that Irv's Tavern has to offer.
It's a tavern.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, but you didn't previously, and I just wanted to, you know.
I've learned from my egregious mistake.
The word is egregitate, Dave.
It's certainly not.
Right, so we're probably going to play darts, which I don't know how to play.
Yeah, no darts.
We're going to play some pool.
I don't think I want to play pool with you.
I'm going to pull me some tabs, Dave.
Okay.
I see a karaoke space.
I'm not doing that.
I'm going to check out these motherfucking steak bites, bitch.
Right.
And we might watch some of the sportses on the mini televisions in here.
Right, there's lots of sports on TV.
Oh, look, Dave, golf.
Yeah, yeah.
Want to watch a bunch of rich cunts drive around the most expensive lawn you ever fucking seen in your life while we eat some steak bites, bitch?
Well, I guess so.
Whatever, Dave, you're just going to go play pinball.
I am for sure going to go play pinball.
So this is the most phoned-in fucking episode we've ever done because I'm just drinking at a bar.
I thought it was called a tavern.
Fuck your fucking face on the Dave and Angus show. You came in late, bitch.
I already know I hate this episode.
It's Dave.
I'm Dave.
Look at this goofy-ass menu, Dave. Would they laminate this at a kindergarten class?
There's fucking nothing wrong with the menu.
There's several things wrong.
Yeah,
look,
there we go.
Look at this font, Dave.
Yeah, I see the font, but I don't know why you're bitching about lamination. That makes sense to get food on it otherwise.
Blow me.
No.
Look at that fucking font, Dave.
Okay.
Only dickheads use this fucking font, Dave.
Says you.
This font says Microsoft Word 1997.
Okay.
And look at this. A spelling error, Dave. You see that shit?
Okay.
That's highly unprofessional.
Well, it happens. I still want to try the grilled cheese co-sandwich.
You got proofread shit even if you're a dive bar, Dave.
Well, apparently you're going to be hypercritical about everything.
I am. This used to be my father's. Look at this fucking chair, Dave. It's wobbly as shit.
My chair's fine.
My chair, it's damn near a seesaw, bitch.
It looks fine.
This is unacceptable horseshit. Miss,
no.
Who do I have to talk to about my bullshit chair?
Will you stop?
No, this is the episode, Dave. I'm just going to berate people at a bar.
No, I think we've got a top five.
How about top five movies where the lead character's wearing a jean jacket, Dave?
I don't even know how you would research that.
You look up Chuck Norris movies, bitch.
I believe at the meeting we decided on a bar food related top five.
I feel like we've done that shit already.
Well, it's updated for 2024, I guess.
God damn, dude, we should have probably planned out an episode.
We fucking did. There's a post-apocalyptic everything.
Well, it seems like this shit's just thrown together, man.
It seems that way to you because you don't pay attention to the meetings.
No, they're pointless and stupid.
It's literally where we plan the show.
And you guys came up with letting me loose in a bar.
Yeah, kinda, and I thought it was a tavern.
You watch your tone with me, David.
Yeah, yeah, what are you starting off with there?
Well, I feel like tonight's a tequila night, David.
It's a fucking weeknight.
I'm a podcaster, bitch. Every day's Friday for me.
Right, well, this might degrade into just him mumbling in a corner.
Oh, no, no.
I don't think we've ever shared your full bar experience. It's actually quite pathetic.
You mean monumentally kick fucking assholes, Dave?
I'm certain I didn't mean that.
Basically, every time an Angus goes to the bar, he teaches the folks how to party.
Yeah, you can see how he's already starting to piss people off, and at the end, he will end up getting punched in the face and dragged out of the bar and probably in the parking lot.
I used to play with my G.I. Joes in this parking lot, Dave.
Okay.
There's probably still some melted G.I. Joe cunts that I buried out there somewhere.
Right, he will likely harp on that and piss everyone off and get dragged out of here and probably end up in a dumpster. I don't know.
That's dark, Dave.
You just crawl into dumpsters. I've seen you do it.
Well, drunken Angus do what he do to survive, Dave.
Well, drunken Angus is pathetic and stupid and it's hilarious.
Yeah, well, you're getting some of that probably later.
Yeah, probably sooner than later.
It is a tequila night, Dave.
Right, and what are we celebrating?
Wisconsin, man. It was a hell of a journey.
We're going to celebrate Wisconsin with tequila.
We can ask him to put hockey on. I don't know what you want from me, Dave.
I think I would like a vacation from you, to be honest.
Yeah, I bet.
And there is hockey on. The playoffs run.
Oh, is that what that is? I thought the curling just got real violent all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever notice that a bar and or tavern, Dave?
I don't care what you call it.
Have you ever noticed this is just a Chuck E. Cheese for adults?
Okay.
I mean, take, for example, cornhole.
Yeah.
It's just Chuck E. Cheese games, but no tickets.
Right.
I mean, throwing axes, darts, all that shit's just Chuck E. Cheese shit with alcohol.
Right.
And no tickets.
Are you saying you should get tickets for playing darts?
After a night of emptying my fucking wallet at a bar, I should be able to take home a cheap-ass motherfucking comb, Dave.
Okay.
I feel like bars are missing out. They should have prizes inside.
Okay.
I mean, pull tabs are fun and all, but it ain't got shit on a harmonica comb.
Right, well, I don't know what to do about that.
This building babysits adults, Dave.
Okay.
If they threw a Batman animatronic in here instead of the Chuck E. Cheese shit,
no.
There'd be people, Dave. If you build it, they will come, entrepreneurs of the world.
Now, there's already quite a few people in here without a Batman animatronic.
Yeah, well.
Now, I'm gonna go play pinball.
We're doing a podcast, Dave. You can't break up the duo.
Well, then you can come watch me play pinball.
What a riveting program we put together, Dave.
Well, now's probably a good time to send them off to Post-Apocalyptica.
Is this an episode that I wrote?
Oh, fuck. I hope not.
I think it is.
Well, you guys will know immediately based on the music and or the fucking dinosaurs.
Don't give away the dinosaurs, Dave.
Well, maybe that's next week. I hope it's not this week.
You weren't paying attention in the meeting, Dave.
We've recorded a lot of episodes in advance. I don't know.
Some writer producer you are. I should take over the full writing and producing duties, Dave.
Right. Okay.
I think that's obvious.
Right, well.
Well, this is the episode that Angus wrote and directed.
Yeah, directing does not entail being a cunt to everybody on set.
It's certainly a big part of the pie, bitch.
It's really not.
Well, if it is that episode, then we found jetpacks right out the gate. We're going to be doing jetpack shit.
Yeah, let me remind people that all Angus episodes are not canon, not part of the actual post-apocalyptic show canon.
The fuck they're not.
No, we're not doing jetpacks.
Why can't there be jetpacks, bitch?
We're not doing dinosaurs in the fucking canon of the show. It's a zombie show.
The zombie virus animated some dinosaur DNA, Dave,
no,
and some Jurassic Park shit happened.
Absolutely not.
It's in there, Dave. The people will see.
Right, well, I think the people like to have things that make sense.
Well, Skycash should fire you as a writer immediately.
Right, well, if it is a normal episode, it probably starts in a car.
And if it's a dick-kicking episode, then it's gonna motherfucking start with jetpacks, baby.
Right, well, good luck, everybody.
Good luck indeed. Post-apocalyptica, go.
End of the world.
It fucking sucks.
Yes. End of the world.
I don't like it.
I'm here to live it. He's gonna die.
Shut up.
Hey, Dave.
Yes, Angus.
How you like a jetpack, bitch?
Yeah. How did we get these again?
I don't know. They were in a loot box in the dumpster outside of an Applebee's.
A bunch of military-grade sci-fi-style fucking jetpacks.
Yeah, Dave. Let's see how high we can go.
Okay.
And don't worry if you don't have all the controls figured out, Dave.
Right.
I'll save you.
Oh.
Check out my loopy-loo, Dave.
Yeah, you're automatically good at that, huh?
Well, I'm the Jean-Claude Van Damme character of this motherfucking show, Dave.
Okay.
Speaking of that, it's time to kick some zombie dick, Dave. Check out that horde of zombos.
I see them.
Bringing it on down, bitch.
All right.
Look at these stinky poop. Covered bitches.
Oh, fuck, I'm coming in hard now.
Shit. Sorry, I forgot to save you.
I didn't think you would. I'm taking this fucking helmet off.
This is my Donald Fisher Fallout 4 helmet.
I'm taking it off because I don't even know why I have it on.
For jetpacking, Dave, fuck, I'll take mine off.
You gotta have a helmet if you jetpack.
Whatever, we're surrounded by zombies now. Are you happy?
Well, since it's my job to rid this place of these zombie cunts, yes, I am, Dave.
There's probably tens of millions of zombies on the earth, if not more. There could be billions.
Well, that sounds like a job for chainsaw glove.
It absolutely isn't. No.
I'm really hoping I put some gasoline in chainsaw glove.
These zombies look pretty fast.
Yeah, this looks like a softball team or some shit, Dave.
Well, we should probably think about jetpacking out of here, okay?
Or I could chainsaw glove, motherfucker.
Right, well...
And don't worry, if the zombies get too much for you, Dave,
no.
I'll save you.
You motherfucker.
Holy merde, one zombie massacre later.
Yeah. You got that all over my fucking face.
Yeah, you just can't keep your face away from zombie guts when I'm splatting it, Dave.
Or you just write it that way so I can be fucking dirty all the time.
Yeah, I killed all those zombies, Dave. Look around. It's a fucking field full of headless motherfuckers.
Yeah, we've already established there's almost zero reason to kill zombies unless they're those super zombies.
I saved you, Dave.
They really weren't a threat. They're out in the middle of a field. We came here and just killed them.
Yeah.
Well, that's dumb. You didn't save me from that. You kind of threw me in that.
Right, well, don't look now, Dave.
What?
Dragon.
What do you mean, dragon?
I mean, I gotta fight a dragon right now.
There's a dragon in our post-apocalyptic story.
Remember that movie from the 90s, Reign of Fire? Like Matthew McConaughey?
Now, that actually came out in 2002.
I'm impressed that Davopedia still works while there's a dragon coming down on us, bud.
Why is there a fucking dragon?
I don't know, but it's coming in awful fast.
There shouldn't be fucking dragon.
Hands up, hot plate.
Why am I running from a dragon? Motherfucker.
This leaves us at a choose your own adventure kind of moment.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, the way I see it is I can fight this dragon with this chainsaw glove and this here jetpack.
Are there fucking jetpacks?
Or, Dave, or.
Yeah.
Or I can do the classic Angus surfing the top of his car, jumping a bridge while shooting a motherfucking dragon in the face with a giant calibered weapon, Dave.
No.
Hands up, dragon fire. Dragon fire, Dave.
There should not be fucking dragons in a zombie fucking thing.
It's a zombie dragon.
No, there's no fucking zombie dragons.
I'm the first one to come up with it.
No fucking.
What do you think, jetpacks or surf the office?
This is ridiculous and not believable.
Yeah, zombies are believable,
as
though.
As long as there's not jetpacks and you jumping a car, surfing on the.
No, that settles it. We're jumping the car.
Why did that settle?
Head on a swivel, Dave. Zombie fire lizard.
A chunk of timey time, little.
Slow the fuck down.
I'm luring the dragon to the bridge so I can jump the bridge and get on the hood of the car, Dave.
That's fucking stupid.
Stupid like a pair of clown shoes, bitch.
That is stupid.
Yeah, happen intentionally, so who's the stupid one? You?
Definitely you, and also me for being around you.
Shit, here we go.
Now, what did you do to the Alpha?
Oh, I souped it up and added a V16 engine.
A V16?
Yeah, it's basically a jet car now, Dad.
How the fuck did you do that? You can't even build a birdhouse.
It was also in the loot box of that Applebee's dumpster.
Now, that's highly believable.
It was one of those super good loot boxes, Dave.
Okay.
If I was somebody listening to this, Dave, I would want a tiny replica of this made by Donald Fisher in the Hot Wheels kind of fashion known as Scat Wheels.
The fuck are you talking about?
Well, on May 7th, when you can get your Scat coffee.
May 6th for patrons. Look out for that fucking thing.
I see it, Dave. It's a zombie. I purposely hit it.
God damn it.
But it'd be super cool, Dave, if you could find a replica of this here car. Inside Scat Roast Coffee is one of the prizes.
Well, finding a car inside would be really cool.
I'm talking to fucking Alpha, Dave.
Well, they can also find my really cool truck.
Your piece of shit old fucking beat up thing?
Yeah, will you slow the fuck down?
Well, it'd be really cool if they could get an Alpha, and I guess you're stupid.
God damn it.
It's probably only a couple, so it'd be kind of like a chaser.
What are you talking about? What's a chaser?
I don't fucking know, Dave. We're getting to the bridge.
I don't want
to
do this. We always do this. I don't want to do this.
Hold on, hold on. Shit.
Good. Think about it.
No, this is a bad angle, Dave. See, if I'm going to take this jump, I want the wind at my back.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm going to back up down this here path.
What are you doing?
I just said I'm going for a better angle, Dave. Everything in life is about angles.
No, it's not.
Well, obviously killing a zombie dragon is. Yeah, here we go. Hang on.
Where did the fucking seatbelts go?
I took them out to reduce the weight.
Seatbelts weigh less than a pound.
Yeah.
And you have a seatbelt.
Yeah, I do. No. It's like a super seatbelt.
So you just took my seatbelt out.
Yeah, to save on weight. Hold on, Dave.
I do not want to do this.
You're right, Dave. This isn't right.
It's certainly not. This is ridiculous and stupid.
Yeah, we can't do this without this.
No, it doesn't have to do with the fuck.
Angus Blackburn Jr., a lone crusader.
I'm fucking sitting here.
In a post-apocalyptic world fighting a zombie dragon.
It's the dumbest shit in the world.
If by dumb you mean the most original shit you ever heard.
That's not what I mean. Slow down.
If we take this jump right and I time this right, it's going to sound cool. Check it out, Dave.
Check it out. Here we go. Yeah.
Fucking nailed it, bitch.
You motherfucker.
Yeah, we had to get extra high this time so I could get topside. By the way, gotta get topside. I don't know, you might want to grab the wheel. I can grab it. We can talk about it later.
We're jumping over a bridge at high speed.
Yeah, but the big concern is the zombie fire-breathing dragon. Let's get some Knight Rider going.
Yeah. One very long slow motion scene featuring a glove made of chainsaw leather.
I told you I'd save you, Dave.
Now you put it in the script, so I broke my fucking nose again on that landing.
People gotta know there's consequences.
That's your bad decision.
Dave, I just slayed a fucking dragon bug from the hood of a flying car with a chainsaw glove.
Now, that's some of the worst shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, hold on, bitch. You're just jealous that I came up with the dragon zombie.
I do not feel like I'm jealous of that.
Oh, look at you, Dave. Look at your face.
What? What about it? I've been through a lot.
A lot of rage from jealousy.
I just broke my nose because you jumped over a bridge and fucking tried to slay.
We know what you think, Dave. Calm the fuck down.
Blow me.
I know you're dealing with a lot of mental anguish right now, but don't worry.
Don't say it.
I'll save you.
Fuck you.
You should hold on to something. I'm going to take this corner really fast.
There really should be a seatbelt.
This is about speed, Dave, not safety.
You're wearing like a 5-pointed harness.
It's like 16-pointed, actually. Check it out. One for all, 16 of the Vs, whatever those are.
I hate you so much.
Yeah, I'm going to plop this bitch on two wheels real quick.
What's the point of this episode?
I don't know, Dave, but check it out.
What?
The aliens are back.
Oh, for fuck. You are most apocalyptic.
Here you are. The Dave and Angus show will return after people try and sell you shit. Try and enjoy that, huh?
Every once in a while, something comes along that changes everything. So mind-blowingly innovative that it changes the world as you know it.
Wow, what are you talking about?
Oh, hey, we're not there yet. We're building suspense.
Oh, okay.
We're building the hype.
It's working. That music's helping.
Yeah, it's great. People like these chords.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, something comes along so special.
Yeah.
So life-changingly kick-ass.
You're gonna make me come.
Well, dial it back quite a bit.
Oh, too late.
Human behavior itself is altered forever.
Oh, wow. What is this, technology?
You could call it that.
Okay.
Or you could call it the foundation of the future of human evolution.
Oh, shit. What is this?
We're still not there. We're still building the hype.
Okay, well, okay.
Now, imagine the best feeling you've ever had in your life.
You mean like an orgasm on hallucinogenics?
No, like a sunrise or some shit.
Yeah, okay.
Good, thank you. Now multiply that feeling by the magnitude of the sun.
The sun? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about something special, man.
Okay, can you tell me what it is now?
Oh, yeah, it's coffee. It's got roast coffee. It's got prizes inside.
Come on.
What? You gotta hype things, don't you know?
Cut the music.
No, now this is a good part where I could talk about it. You can find it at scatcast.com.
But not till May 7th.
May 6th if you're a patron.
This was pretty low.
You named a podcast after shit. Shitcast.
It's got roast coffee. It's got toys and cards inside.
Can I go home now?
I told you you weren't going to like that.
Dad.
I certainly didn't care for it.
Read the paper in front of you.
All right, we're back at Irv's Tavern here in the Lilac City.
And they just listened to the first half of my masterpiece.
I just want to reiterate that's not canon.
Yeah, it doesn't shoot cannonballs, Dave. What the fuck are you talking about?
There are no fucking dragons in post-apocalyptica.
I mean, what did they just witness?
I don't know, an Angus fever dream.
In H fucking D, bitch.
Right, well, there are no dragon zombies in motherfucking...
Yes.
Not in my story.
Well, I guess there's a parallel universe going on in post-apocalyptica, Dave.
Right, well, I think it's stupid.
Well, I'd say the future's full of a fuckload of those.
There better not be a bunch of those.
Whatever, Dave, I think it's time for the second half.
Oh, this is the part on the moon.
Yeah, we take this zombie shit to the moon.
This is the worst scene I've ever been a part of.
There's not a lot of zombies on the moon, Dave.
There's plenty, and you certainly did not execute it well.
Fuck you, Dave. Here we go. You are most apocalyptic.
Now it's time for the exciting conclusion. On the moon! Why the fuck are we on the moon?
Careful, Dave. You want to conserve oxygen. There's a hole in your spacesuit there.
God damn it, why did you write a hole in my spacesuit?
There's gotta be some drama besides, you know, zombies on the moon.
Why the fuck are there zombies on the moon?
I'd seriously be more concerned about the hole in your spacesuit.
God damn it. I don't understand why you wrote the moon. I thought in real life you believed the moon was made of cheese or something.
I believe the moon is an alien space station that beams a bunch of thoughts into our heads that's also made of cheese.
No.
But the moon is a fantastic scene vehicle for my unique vision of the zombie world, Dave.
I fucking hate you.
Yeah, you got a hole in your suit. You're probably gonna die soon.
I bet I don't die.
No, you're probably not gonna die. You know why?
Because don't worry, you'll save me.
Because don't worry, Dave.
You dirty motherfucker.
I'll save you.
God damn it.
Yeah. Sadly, there is still more of this, and...
Don't worry, Dave. I'm saving you.
You put me down, and why aren't our helmets on?
Come to find out, you can breathe on the moon.
That's fucking ridiculous.
You're just upset because you broke both of your legs in that dune buggy accident.
I'd rather you just drag me.
No, Dave, in this gravity, I'm allegedly, like, super strong, so I'm showing off my strength.
I hate this episode so much.
We're certainly not a very good distressed damsel.
I just want to punch you in the ear.
Oh, you little bitch.
Post-apocalyptic zombies on the moon and fucking aliens.
Yeah, Dave, keep your eyes open for those aliens. I might not have got all of them.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck, Dave, check it out.
What?
It's some Tusken things from Star Wars.
What the fuck are they doing in this?
I know it's scary, Dave, but don't worry. I'll save you even more than I'm saving you now.
Why are there Star Wars characters in our fucking show?
I'm pretty sure I was plowed when I was writing this part. And the Disney Plus Boba Fett show might have been on.
Oh, my God.
So there might be a Rancor and some really stupid hover bikes coming up.
This is the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we couldn't afford the mask, so he's kind of just...
He's dressed as an Easter Bunny.
Yeah, most people are just listening to this.
This is the worst thing I've ever been a part of. Here.
I am blown away that there is more, but here you go.
Why is the Alpha able to drive on the moon?
Because you can't be trusted with a dune buggy, Dave.
God damn it.
A moon buggy.
It doesn't make sense that the Alpha would be on the fucking moon.
Out of scene, I transported it through a VTEX I found.
What do you mean a VTEX?
It was near that dumpster behind the Applebee's. Hold up.
Hold on. Is that a sandworm?
Yep. We're doing sandworms.
On the moon.
Fucking big ass sandworm.
The sandworm from Douche.
It's still in theaters.
After already having aliens and zombie dragons in the fucking episode.
Oh, yeah.
Plus Star Wars characters.
Oh, that's right, Dave. Hold on. And for the kids, I added another character.
Oh, God, what?
Check the backseat, Dave.
What the fuck is missing doing here, sir?
Fucking Jar Jar Binks is in our fucking episode.
Market research shows that Jar Jar Binks actually converted an entire generation into Star Wars fans, Dave.
Hello, sir.
This episode couldn't be worse.
You mean it couldn't be more suspenseful?
What are you talking about? There's no storyline. You're just throwing things into the plot.
Dave, people are waiting to find out the mystery of the werewolf.
What are you talking about? This is the first I've heard of this.
I'm introducing it now. There's a mystery of the werewolf.
It's a fucking zombie show.
Now there's fucking werewolves, Dave, and it's a mystery.
Why the fuck would there be werewolves?
I just said it's a mystery.
Now hold on. I gotta drive through this wall. There we go. What are you doing?
Well, you see, there's a moon vortex behind this wall. You are
most apocalyptic god. Yeah. My son wrote that.
And?
There's a good chance I'm not his real father.
I look just like you, Dad.
And you guys gotta stay tuned for the exciting conclusion of that shit.
There was no conclusion. That was all that you wrote.
There'll be more when I get inspired, Dave.
That was the worst thing I've ever been a part of, and I apologize.
Oh, you little bitch.
None of that made sense, and I resent you for insisting upon it.
You're just mad because I made you reshoot that scene where you hurt yourself 50 times.
Yes, there was no reason for that at all.
I needed you to nail that part, Dave.
Whatever, we didn't need to do it 50 times.
Well, I was hoping maybe we'd get lucky and you'd hurt yourself for real.
No, I thought that's what you were doing, and then you cut the fucking scene.
Yeah, Dave. It wasn't that believable.
My scene where I hurt myself wasn't believable, but the dinosaurs...
Zombie dragon.
And the driving around a fucking Camaro on the moon.
Souped up Super Alpha.
I mean, that's the kind of shit that people don't come back from when they put out an episode like that.
I know, you get blasted into the stratosphere, you know?
You literally had us jump a bridge with a shark in it.
Yeah, there was a shark
in it. There was a shark in the Spokane River.
Yeah, I like that addition. That was a good secondary addition after the first draft.
A freshwater shark in the river.
It was a zombie shark, Dave.
That was going on simultaneously while there was a zombie dragon.
Yeah, I remember, Dave. I wrote that shit.
Right, so that fever dream was...
That shit was brought to you by Booby Cubes and Sky. At Roast Coffee.
Yeah.
Now, you're gonna feel real bad when I get all the podcasting awards, Dave, for writing that shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna get another drink.
Yeah, by the way, these steak bites taste like ass, Dave.
After what I just listened to, I have no idea how to judge your taste in anything.
Irv's Tavern steak bites taste like dick bites, Dave.
Right, so we were supposed to do a top five, I think.
Let's do it. What are we doing?
I think we're gonna do In the Northwest Bar Food.
Sure, you go first.
All right, I would say chicken strips.
Weak. The correct answer is mini corn dogs.
Okay, is that your number five?
It is. What's your four?
No, we don't have to race through this.
Bitch, I'm amped up on Moon V, Texas. What's your quattro, bitch?
I would say chicken wings.
Incorrect. The correct answer is loaded tater tots.
That's my number four.
With nacho cheese and bacon bits and jalapenos. Oh, Dave.
Okay, that's your four.
Correct. What's your three?
Well, I would say jalapeno poppers.
Incorrect. The correct answer is nachos. Duh, Dave.
Okay, whatever.
If you go to the right place, they just put everything they have on the menu on the fucking chips.
Right.
And that's just delicious, dude.
Right, well, we're kind of just racing through this.
Give me your two, dog.
No, I love mozzarella sticks.
Incorrect. You love tacos, because that's number two.
I do love tacos, but I don't even think of tacos in the bar.
When a bar has $2 taco night, Dave, people come out.
Right, I guess.
All right, what's your honorable mention?
There's a couple of places around here that
do breakfast pretty good.
You probably shouldn't be having breakfast at a bar, Dave.
Well, some places have food all the time and they do breakfast.
Fucking incorrect, Dave. The correct answer is a burger.
I like a good burger, but I said what I said.
Whatever, Dave. The right honorable mention is burger, followed by number one, which is steak bites, which Irv's suck balls down here. They suck balls.
Okay.
So that's my number one, steak bites. That's correct.
Right, well, you skip my number one.
No one gives a fuck about your shit, Dave.
It'd be fried pickles.
Of course you'd say fried pickles.
They're delicious.
Is that what those fucking things are?
Yeah, and they did a good job.
Fuck Irv's Tavern, Dave. You can judge a place by their steak bites.
Well, their fried pickles are delicious. Sauce is good.
Bullshit. I'm eating rat meat over here.
No, you're not.
This Irv motherfucker stole my daddy's tavern, Dave.
Your dad hasn't owned this place for like 3 decades.
So?
There's been like 4 owners that have had this place since then.
Fuck them all.
And your dad owned this place for like a summer.
It was like 3 years, then Jose Canseco came.
Oh my God. Stop,
ruined the world.
Stop.
He ruined
what? I'm going to go play pinball.
No, Dave, you're making the best episode of all time into the worst episode when you just go do shit like that. Nobody cares about pinball.
This is the worst episode of all time already.
Yeah, you'll be saying that when my bathroom's filled with podcast awards later, Dave.
I'm done.
You're walking. Would you take your microphone off?
I'm done with the show.
You can't just be done with the show. Adam, will you put a boom mic on him?
Ah,
fuck.
It's Dave.
I'm Dave.
It's Dave.
I'm Dave.
I'm
Dave.
It's Dave.
I'm Dave.
It's
in there. Dave and Angus show right now. Let's go.
Just give me a minute.
I'll get 2 nacho chili chalupas, Dave.
No, we're not at Taco Bell.
Nacho chili chalupas, Dave.
This is an ATM. I'm at the ATM.
Don't deny Angus's chalupas.
Angus, I'm at my bank.
Oh, can I have $5,000?
No.
Oh, shit, I just saw your PIN number, Dave.
Oh, fuck you, did.
I'm going to identity theft your fucking ass, Dave.
I'd ask that you don't.
You're taking money out of savings.
None of your business.
You save money.
I do.
What a dork.
Okay.
And Angus invests his money, Dave.
Oh, you do, huh?
I bought a bunch of moon rocks made of cheese, bitch.
No, easily the worst episode of all time.
Yeah.
I would probably petition to have this never aired.
Whatever, bitch. Chalupas.
There is zero reason for there to be more of this.
Bullshit. Dave, I'm on the phone with Zach.
Dave, I'm killing zombie motherfuckers.
Just a minute. Yeah, we can't air this episode. No, this is the dumbest episode of all time. Yes, it's worse than the David Angus musical on ice. Zach, we should not air it.
Oh, quit being a bitch, Dave.
No, Zach, we cannot let him write any more episodes. This has nothing to do with cards. Stop saying cards all the time. Why am I the only non-crazy person on Skycast?
Dave, come watch me shoot zombies in the face.
No, I'm on the phone. What do you mean you're going to make a worst episode ever card? Not everything can be answered by fucking cards. I'm hanging up now. Fuck that guy.
Dave, I think you're overreacting.
There were dragons and Tusken Raiders and aliens.
And a moon vtex, and it was awesome. Why don't you just eat your Taco Bell and you play a guy? Here, you can play right now.
I don't want to play.
Good, because I was bluffing. You can't play.
I just can't believe we spent our resources on this episode and fucking all the patrons' money.
Our crazy thing is 90% of this episode was spent on chainsaw gloves.
Those things never work.
Yeah, we got like 30 of them, too.
I just want the listeners to have good stories every week.
So why do you work for Skatcast?
Whatever.
Dave, I just wrote a legendary episode. Probably an award-winning episode.
No, it didn't even have an end.
Podcasts don't eat an end. They can end right in the...
David Angus, 119. Thank you to the trusted...
Bing bong poops!